Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for just reminding me, according through this word, of just the beauty, the wonders, the greatness that I've experienced from you as I've called on you nearly 40 years ago. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this precious word. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved and not be ashamed, and you show great and wonderful things. And you don't just show great and wonderful things, you also bring it to pass. I thank you, I appreciate what you have done and what you are doing and what you are going to do through my life and my wonderful bride's life, Danita, in Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 2, verse 8 to 18. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I'm here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased."
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace to those to whom he is pleased. And I'm just so grateful this morning as I'm just thinking about it. You know, at one time I was at best, I was a top karateka under my uncle. As now, he's a Shian. He is the top guy in South Africa, in Africa. And yeah, so at best a top karateka, at worst a street fighting alcoholic on his way to hell. But praise God, God gave me a dream, and I just knew this is the Lord calling, and I've got to turn, and I committed my life to the Lord, and I just felt that evil spirits leave, and praise God, what a journey. I knew I needed to get the word, get into the right environment, and so he led me to Eliot. And one of the first words that birthed in my heart was, he said to believers, "If you want to be my true disciples, you'll abide in my word." Now, the translation says, "Continue in my word, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Praise God for that beauty. And so I've been calling on the Lord daily, and I've been knowing the truth that God has provided so beautifully for me, led me into a beautiful ministry, the Ark ministry. And there, through his leading in me, I cycled to Durban, and later on was asked by the head of the ministry to start the prison ministry there in Palmer, powerful ministry for a season. And then I done the disciples, and yeah, and then the amazing, beautiful thing is God put on my heart for a wife, and God brought Karina into my life. Amazingly, it's this beautiful God we see, and that's where my three beautiful children came. Yeah, you know, when we follow the Lord, we also go through squeezings. And Karina was taken to heaven. And yeah, it was a sad time, but praise God, that's so where the Lord stepped in, and he brought Danita into my heart. And I approached her, and praise God, yeah, I have a wonderful, godly companion now with me. And that's a God we serve. And one of the latest things I just want to share with you, the great and wonderful things God has shown. My eldest son had always a morbid, he always loved war. He was drawn to war. And just lately, he landed up in the war. And I remember his words that, you know, when he had signed up for 12 months, and then he saw the result, no eyes, legs blown off and all that. He says, and then he still said to me, and that he's seen the result of war, and he's just got to get his 12 months over. Praise God, the Lord led me to a scripture that I never saw when I called on him. And it says that we can serve wrong, false gods. It actually says, can man serve false gods? And he says, yes. And then he says, therefore, I will show them my power and my might, that they will know that I am the Lord. And when he says, I am the Lord, he says, he'll be our savior, he'll be our shepherd, he'll be the strength of our lives. And so that was beautiful. And it wasn't long after that, God took him out, one of the most powerful kingdoms in this world under evil rulerships. He took him out there. He broke that 12-month contract to death and he brought him home. Guys, this is the God we serve. Nothing's impossible. His kingdom is eternal. And when we serve him in his kingdom, in Mount Zion, by the leading of the Spirit, we will see great and mighty things. So guys, be blessed. Stay with your God. Draw close to him and hear and believe and see his goodness in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.